Come with me. Something's about to happen. I want to make sure you understand what's going on so you can really enjoy it. That is my responsibility as the chorus, and I take it very seriously. I even get my own mask. It's very sexy. If you could see me, you'd be very impressed. Anyway, story time. There were gods. They begat gods. Then Daddy God tried to eat the begotten gods, but the begotten gods saved themselves and killed those dirty double-crossing begetters. Those gods begat gods again with each other, and with humans, and probably other animals and stuff. Anyway, the sky god and the earth goddess did some of the begetting and begetted the divine embodiment of life and renewal, frequently known as Persephone. In our story, she's like an intelligent, if sheltered, teenager, but she's even more like an immortal archetype of youth. Curious and precarious. She's been raped by her father, and socially isolated by her mother. Otherwise, she's been very well raised, in terms of etiquette, but can't take anything too seriously out of self-defense. She likes the word fuck, for lots of reasons. Hades is one of the oldest reigning gods, and every soul that ever lived and died is subject to him. He's naturally very much master of himself, so he reacts to Eros's dart like an intoxicant. He doesn't think it's affecting him when it is, and is horrified by his behavior once it's gone. He does have a reputation for losing his temper, but that only really happens when people disregard his house rules. He's generally a good sport. But he's an Olympian. A god, not athlete. So he knows how to be selfish. Persephone and Hades are niece and uncle, respectively. Twice over. Eros, not pictured, is desire. He likes to get under your skin. And likes making you like it, too. It's easy to forget that he's actually much older than Hades. You could say that love is stronger than death, but really, he's just an anarchist. Narcissus, also not pictured, for his own good, was very pretty. So pretty that he fell head over heels in love with his own reflection. Literally. Like, he died, looking at himself in the water. Drowned. Now he's a daffodil. The earth has opened up under Persephone's feet while she was picking flowers. Don't judge. Flowers are her thing, okay? She's lying breathless and a little battered on the polished stone floor of a shadowy throne room that seems very empty. Hark. She wakes.
Fuck.
Persephone.
Ah! Oh! Hey! Geez. My lord Hades.
Hello, child.
I'm so sorry for coming here like this unexpectedly. I didn't mean...
You weren't unexpected.
Not unexpected? Okay.
I brought you here.
What? You brought me here? Like that? Why?
I needed to see you, and your mother wouldn't let me near you.
She wouldn't let her own brother come see me?
No.
She only hides me from people if they're a threat. At least if she thinks they're a threat. It doesn't always work, anyway. Are you a threat to me, my lord?
Do you feel threatened, child? Are you afraid?
Yes, I am afraid.
Good.
But I'm curious, too.
Curious about what?
You, obviously. We never see much of you.
Would you like to see more of me?
It's funny because he wanders around invisible sometimes. Magic helmet.
Would you like to see more of me?
It's funny because he doesn't mean it as an innuendo.
I don't really... know anything about you.
What would you like to know?
Well, maybe why you've buried me alive? I am still alive, right?
Well, you're still bleeding, aren't you? You can't bleed if you're dead, child. And I told you why I brought you here. I needed to see you.
Fuck. I'm still bleeding, aren't I? I'll have some pretty bruises, too.
Why do you talk like that?
Talk like what? Why wouldn't I?
So morbid. You seemed so sweet. Fresh and sweet and...
Fresh and sweet.
The thing is, she is fresh and sweet. It's her nature. But she hates it sometimes. Everybody wants as much of her as they can get, no matter what it does to her.
And what's not fresh and sweet about blood? Or fucking?
You're careless with that word. But, point taken. Fucking can be fresh, or at least refreshing. And sweet. It depends on who you fuck.
Oh. Is that what you wanted? To, deflower me?
You don't seem impressed.
You're not the first. And it's a little cliche.
My talent doesn't lie in seduction. Your father is the one who knows how to get what he wants.
Yes. My father just takes what he wants. Like my fresh, sweet little flower. He collects them, you know.
I'm sorry, I didn't know that.
Under the circumstances, saying you're sorry doesn't mean much.
No. Please, sit.
Fine, I'll sit.
Would you like anything? Something to eat?
So, he knows she can't leave if she eats the food of the dead.
I'm not hungry. Thank you.
She knows it too.
You're welcome. If you change your mind, be my guest. In fact, you'll have to be my guest anyway. You're not leaving.
Oh. I guess I'll stay then.
No, don't get up. I just wanted to look at you. Up close.
Well, that was sinister.
You're more impressive up close, my lord.
Can't you look at me in the eyes, child?
Of course. I'm sorry. But there's your robe, blood. I'm not the only one bleeding.
Hmm? Oh, it's not important. I've had worse, and you can hardly see the blood.
Show me. Please?
Okay, I'll show you.
There's a broken arrow sticking out of his chest. He doesn't seem to notice.
Oh, Eros got you. Right under the ribs.
He gets everybody at one point or another.
I'm sorry. It looks like neither of us wanted this. No wonder you needed to, see me. So urgently.
I told you, it's... Don't... Why are you crying?
Okay, see, when Eros gets his shaft in someone, they fall for whoever he chooses. They can't help it. So she's feeling like not only is she doomed, but that Hades doesn't really even want her. It's just the arrow talking.
Can I help?
No!
Ow!
Don't touch it!
Bad move.
No? Don't touch it?
No.
Are you sure you don't want me to touch it?
She's touching him anyway, of course. And he likes it. Which is why he has no idea what she's about to do.
You don't want me to gently wrap my fingers around the shaft and just... pull?
Ah, fuck!
Oh, did that hurt? Ow! Fine, I'll stand up.
Do not play with me, child.
Fuck you. You should be thanking me. You have your own will back now. and I thought you wanted to play.
Yeah, there's lots of emotions happening here. She's very okay with the turn things have taken. He's about to realize what he's been doing.
Oh my god.
Oh, no.
No, wait. God damn it. Why did you stop?
He's gonna need a minute. Not that he's all that averse to abduction and rape. Or seducing his brother and sister's daughter. He's mostly mad at his loss of control.
No. No, 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 no. No.
Are you okay?
No, please. Please don't touch me right now.
He's not totally off the list.
No. Please.
Sorry.
She's like, what the fuck is happening? She is definitely not heartless.
Before I fell, there was this flower, a narcissus. They don't usually grow there. And it was so bright.
Yeah. I remember the narcissus. It was for you. Did you like it?
Yeah, I did like it. Until I fell headfirst into the land of the dead.
Oh my god. I'm glad you like the flower, at least.
Kind of a pretty idea, really. Very meta. Admiring a narcissus and tumbling to my doom.
It's funny because Narcissus admired Narcissus and tumbled to his doom.
Yes, that may have been an excessively poetic choice.
Wow. I've never seen you laugh before.
Hades has a hell of a reputation for being grave.
Well, I only laugh under extreme duress. Try not to hold it against me.
No, I like it.
I'm glad you like it. Does it ruin the effect, though? It's not very brooding of me. Are you still afraid?
Yes, I'm still afraid. But I think I like that, too.
I'm sorry that I've put you in this situation.
I'll go if you don't want me here now.
I don't want you to go.
Awkward.
What do you want?
I'm afraid you wouldn't like it very much if I told you what I do want.
Okay, so here's this king. He's ancient, but immortal. And used to getting what he wants, if he wants anything. And this girl. Also immortal, but still. Who seemed like everything he couldn't have. So he took her. In a divinely inspired, if irrational, display of power. Now, the fit is over. She's still there. They seem to like each other, and she's interested in what her creepy, I mean, mysterious, uncle is actually into.
Well, there's no point in being afraid of things now. You are in charge here. And you could overpower me without even really trying, if you wanted to. Besides, you don't know I wouldn't like it. What you're thinking, I mean. Not that I'm thinking about anything in particular.
Neil.
Oh. Here? Where I am? Or there? On my knees. In front of you?
Kneel at my feet, child.
Yes, my lord.
You have such beautiful hair, and your skin is so soft. You look so fresh and sweet.
Uncle Humor, it will continue.
Thank you, my lord.
You never gave me an answer, you know.
Answer?
Would you like to see more of me?
That time he meant it.
Oh, yes, please. I'd like that very much. Oh.
My eyes are up here, child.
I'd like to point out that Persephone's mother has only tried to isolate her from gods and men. She's probably had lots of fun with her nymph friends, and maybe other goddesses. She's not a novice.
What eyes? Where?
Persephone.
My lord Hades?
I want you to touch me. Wait. I want you to gently wrap your fingers around the shaft, but do not pull.
He's cracking himself up here.
I promise not to pull any harder than you want me to, my lord.
Very good. But first, sit back. Just watch me for a minute. Do you like it, child?
Fuck yes, I like it.
Good. Touch it. Oh my god.
She's way more into this than he was prepared for. Like I said, not a novice. Still, the Lord of the Dead must be quite a novelty.
Wow. Your skin is so cool. I mean, I knew that about your skin in general. I just never thought of,
Aw, she's embarrassed. Such a dirty mind.
Do you still like it? The icy feel of my cock under your tender fingers? Fuck, your hand is so warm.
I love it.
Good. That's good.
I...
What? What could possibly make you blush now?
I just thought it would feel nice, in other places. Your cool, smooth skin inside me.
So just the thought of my chill piercing your heat makes you this nervous and flushed and willing? What do you think will happen when I actually touch you? Now stop.
My lord?
Stand up. Here. Take my hand.
Okay.
Come close to me.
Thank you. Oh.
You are terrible at doing what you're told.
But do you like it?
God, yes, I love it. But you will do as I say. Stop.
Yes, my lord. I'll do as you say.
Good. Step back. Take off your gown. Good. Now stand still.
She may be a little startled when he puts his hand over her mouth and gropes her body like it belongs to him. But she doesn't hate it.
Shh. Don't struggle.
No.
What is it that you're afraid of? That I'll hurt you? I didn't think so. I think you're more afraid that I won't. That I don't really want to. That you're not really worth the effort, and I can't be bothered.
And now, she's fucked.
Shh. It's okay.
She still doesn't hate it.
You did get a little beat up when you fell, didn't you? Does it hurt?
No, the fall didn't hurt that much.
Does this, being held by your beautiful hair...
Fuck! Yes, it hurts!
Yes?
Manners.
Yes, my lord.
Good. Join me on my throne, child.
What? On your throne?
The implications of that are not lost on her.
I can share. Come here.
Damn.
How do you want...
Face me. Sit on my lap. I want you to spread open for me. Vulnerable. At my mercy. Completely.
Can I please feel you inside me now? Please?
No. Okay. Fine. Open your mouth. Good. Don't my cold fingers feel nice on your tongue? Sliding between your swollen lips. Suck on them. Get them wet. Good. Now, hold still. You wanted to feel me inside you.
Oh my god, your fingers.
Oh? Your god? That's good. Lean into me. Would it comfort you to know that I've come thinking of you? A lot. Here on my ebony throne, before Eros drove his shaft through my insides.
It's sweet, because it means he actually likes her. And it's also funny, because the Olympians are a bunch of sluts.
Oh my fucking god.
I knew you'd like that image. I'll keep it in mind. What did you think about hidden away in a cave? Or surrounded by friends so that no one else could get near you? No one could touch you.
Except my father. Your brother was a beast, Hades.
It's funny because Zeus turned into a dragon to rape her.
Brutality runs in this family, child. Did you like it? Being one of his conquests?
No! Fuck you! No, it disgusted me! I hate him. But when he took me, at least I felt something. I felt real. And then he just left me there.
You were made to be taken, child. Overpowered and overwhelmed and exhausted. And then taken again. I'm going to do that, Persephone. For my pleasure. I will break you. Now come for me. Shh. Very good. You're doing very well. I think I'll take more. You can cry if you need to. Your tears are very pretty. But you will do as I say.
Oh, please. Please, my lord.
Go to the wall. Face it. Good. Put your hands flat in front of you. Good.
Please, my lord.
Persephone. You're stripped. Bleeding and barely standing. In the depths of the underworld. Exposed before the king of the dead. You're fresh. Sweet. Bruised body, crushed between the stone wall and me. You're helpless, child.
Please. More.
And there goes the last of his restraint. Most people are afraid of him, won't even say his name. She wants more. Zero fucks left. Well, except the obvious.
Push your hips back. Spread your legs. Lay your face against the wall. Good. I want to keep you like this. This gorgeous trembling thing in my hands. Pulsing around my cold cock. You can't go back to what you were. You'll always be mine now. Say my name, Persephone.
Hades. My lord. Hades.
Don't stop. I've dreamed about hearing that broken voice moaning my name as I empty myself inside your perfect body. We're defiling that exquisite skin. I'm going to claim you and annihilate you. Come with me, Persephone. Come on, my cock. Come again. Oh, with my buried balls fucking deep in your precious cunt. Come now. So good. Thank me, child.
More.
Very good. Are you hungry now?
It's a trap. Or is it?